今天是圣餐的主日。
So this is our the Sunday of the Lord's Supper.
今天我们唱过诗歌，来纪念我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
So we sing hymns in remembrance of God's grace.
我们也已经用饼和杯来纪念他。
And we remembered him with the bread and the cup.
可能各位不太习惯，我用了电工琴的声音来弹这部钢琴。
Perhaps you're not very used to hearing an organ coming out of that piano.
青年人啊，这个是很老的，很老土的一种的音乐。
This is a very old-fashioned kind of music.
不过呢，因为我既然我在了，就多唱一次好了。
But since I'm here, I'd like to ask you to sing it again with me.
请牧师跟师母再来带领我们唱圣餐的第二首。
And so I'd like you to come up and lead us in singing again the second hymn of the Lord's Supper. The melody is very familiar, but the words are new. And especially the lyrics are just barely, not even 24 hours old. The Chinese lyrics.
我就如果 Please be seated.
When we think about preaching the gospel,
传福音, evangelism, 可以从三个角度来思考的。
So evangelism can be approached from three different angles.
最普遍的一个角度呢, 就是传福音的方法。
And the most common is the method.
福音派的教会市面上, 流传着或者推销着各种的方法的产品。
And so those preaching the gospel have all sorts of different ways of going about this.
今天我们是活在一个很商业化的美国。
And so America is a very commercialized country.
美国的教会也不例外。
And so the churches are not exempt.
所以不论是我们少年人、儿童或者成年人呢，都可以买到，真的是用钱买到很多传福音的一些的方法和产品。
And so we can even buy products that teach us how to preach the gospel.
这个是好事还是不好事呢?
Whether this is a good thing or not.
各位自己去思考一下。
I leave up to you to think about.
第二个角度。
The second.
第二个角度是那个传福音的使者。
Is the messenger.
我们基督徒要有怎么样的生命来传福音。
What kind of a life is required for a Christian for us to so that our message is effective?
或者说我们要表达出怎么样的爱心?
Or what kind of love are we to show for our fellow man?
今天比较流行的说法是我们怎么样去听以致了解。
And the most common message going out right now is how do we listen to others? So that we could understand what they are going through. To listen and to understand is a very important thing.
其实这个不光是方法，这个是讲到基督徒，这个传福音，这个人，这个使者本身。
And this is not just talking about the method, but also the messenger, the one doing the preaching.
第三个角度是我们比较少去思考到。
And the third is something that we don't really think about as much.
那个就是我们福音的信息。
And that is the message.
究竟我们在传怎么样的一个福音?
So what kind of a gospel are we preaching here?
我们传的福音告诉人们他们的需要是什么?
We preach that what kind of a need people have.
你认为人需要什么?
What do you think people need?
就影响你传什么样的。And
that'll affect the gospel that you preach.
假如你认为人需要自我形象,
if you think people need self-confidence, self-esteem,
那么你传的福音很可能被心理学所影响。
So your message may be affected by psychology.
假如你认为神来到世界上要给人在地上一个最好的生活, best life,
if you think that God came to earth so that he could give the best life to those who believe,
在地上最好的,
the best life on earth, that is,
那么你的福音呢, 就很可能受资本主义影响。
And so your gospel will be very affected by capitalism.
不论你的教会是在大球场, stadium, 还是不是,
whether or not your church is in a big stadium or not.
所以究竟我们传什么样的福音?
So what kind of a message are we preaching?
那每一个世代的教会都要重新思考这个问题的。
Every generation must consider this for themselves.
我再说，每一个世代都要重新思考福音是什么。
Every generation must understand for themselves what the gospel is.
圣经是不改变的。The
Bible itself does not change.
圣经里所传的福音是不改变的。And
the gospel preached in the Bible is the same.
但是我们需要重新的去了解圣经的福音是什么。But
we must have our own understanding of what the gospel message is.
我们不能靠上一代留下来，我们就好像鹦鹉一样 parrot 一样啊，就重复的。
We cannot just rely on the traditions passed down from the previous generation and parrot them word for word.
今天是2010年。
This is now 2010.
我们在 Orlando.
We are living in Orlando.
我们是华人教会。
We are Chinese church.
1960年，50年前。
50 years ago in the 1960s.
Florida 也有华人教会的。
There was a Chinese church in Florida too.
在 Miami.
In Miami.
主任牧师是我爸爸的学生，就是我的祖叔 uncle。
And so the preacher there was a friend of my father's, and I called him uncle.
Student
of my father.
因为我在圣经神学院长大。
Because I grew up in the seminary.
那我们那代所传的、所表达出来的福音，可能跟今天我们需要表达出来的会有一点不一样。
And so the gospel that we were expressing in our days maybe is a little bit different from what is necessary now.
我告诉年轻人，我们以前怎么传福音的。
So I tell you young people how we used to preach the gospel.
1949年，很多难民从中国到了香港。
In 1949, many refugees came from China to Hong Kong.
在我们的神学院的门外就有很多人就住在街上了。
And so at the very doors of our seminary, there were many refugees just camping outside.
所以我们从美国运了一些面粉啊等等的东西派给他们。
So we ordered many daily products for daily living, and we distributed to them.
然后呢，传福音是怎么传的呢？
So how do we preach the gospel?
你穿上一件黑的vest 背心。
So you wear a black vest.
有四个中文字是白色的。
And the four of the words were in white.
来信耶稣。
Come believe in Jesus.
后面也是来信耶稣。
And the same in the back.
然后呢，有人会弹手风琴。
And somebody would play an accordion.
唱什么？来信耶稣。
And so we would sing, Come believe in Jesus.
那是五十年前。
That was 50 years ago.
你可以笑。
You're free to laugh.
我准许你笑。
You're allowed to laugh. Okay.
因为今天我们用的传福音的方法呢
？Because the methods we use today.
五十年之后也会有人笑我们的。
People will be laughing at us 50 years from now too.
唱什么 In Christ Alone 啊？
The hymns that we sing now.
How great is our God 呢？五十年之后人家也会笑我们的。
People will laugh at us 50 years from now too.
特别是今天很多的音乐。
Especially the music of today.
不是我们教会唱的哈。
Not being sung by our church.
特别不是今天早上所唱的。
Especially not this morning.
有些的歌词跟音乐呢，就好像只参见 napkin 一样。
And many of the music and the words are like napkins from a fast food restaurant.
It's 它的用意就是要你可以丢掉的 disposable.
And so they are completely disposable.
Intention.
And that's the intention.
那我们每一个人从不同世代。
And so we all read the Bible from a different perspective.
圣经是神的话。
The Bible is God's word.
圣经是神的话，所以有神的权柄。
And because it's God's word, it has God's authority.
那神的权柄呢，是要接触到、摸触到每一个世代、每一种的人的。
And the authority of God is to touch upon every generation and every person in each generation.
所以当你接触到圣经的时候。
So when you come upon the Bible,
你就接触到神的权柄。
You will receive God's authority.
那我们喜欢说查经的时候要解释圣经，然后应用圣经。
And so we have to explain the Bible and then we have to go and use it, apply it.
什么叫应用？
So what's the application?
就是让神的权柄从圣经发出，达到你的文化背景。
And that is for theAuthority of God's word to come out and have its effect on your culture.
我们来看今天的经文。
So let's look at the Bible for today.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
这段是很熟的经文。
This is a very familiar bit of.
这段经文告诉我们耶稣是怎么传福音的。
Passage. This is how Jesus preached.
这里给我们看到耶稣传福音的方法。
And so this is Jesus' method.
我们也看到耶稣的传福音的信息。
We also see his message.
第十章从第十七节。
Chapter 10, starting from verse 17.
耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人来跪在他面前，问他说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？”十七节。
As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
这位是一位很典型的亚洲人。
So this is a very typical Asian mindset.
他是一个领袖。
He was a leader.
其他的福音书告诉我们他是做官的。
That he was an official.
他也对耶稣很有礼貌。
And he was very polite.
称耶稣做夫子、先生、老师。
He called him teacher.
不但如此，是良善的老师。
And he even called him good teacher.
他也相信呢，要承受永生的话，要做一点事情。
And he knew he had to do something in order to gain eternal life.
那我们信了耶稣的人都知道。
And those of us who are Christians, we know.
我们不能做什么能够赚得永生的。
But there's nothing we could actually do to earn salvation.
我们说天主教呢，是叫你要做好行为才能够得到永生。
Maybe the Catholics might believe that you have to do good things in, so that you can get eternal life.
我们也说犹太教的也教导人要守十诫才能够承受永生。
And the Jews teach that you have to obey the commandments to receive eternal life.
我们是福音派的基督徒。
And so we are from the evangelism.
Evangelicals. 所以呢，我们相信呢，人不需要做什么。白白的是得到永生的。
We believe that salvation is free.
你不需要做什么的。
There's nothing that you need to do.
然后呢，我们呢就拼命的让我们的孩子们呢在学校里面不是拿 4.0， 像拿 4.9 on the scale of 4.
But then when our kids are at school, we ask them to get 4.9 on a scale of 4.
然后呢，不进哈佛的话，至少进什么？Whoa, Brown. Yeah, 我们在教会也是。
And the same it is in church.
今天我们听到很多教会有小组这个制度哈。
So we have many small groups in our modern church.
你知道小组有什么好处吗？
You know what's good about small groups?
小组可以让人升级。
So it's easy for people to get promoted out of small groups.
从小组副组长到小组组长。
From the vice chairman to the chairman.
从小组的组长到大组的组长。
And from the small group chairman to large group chairman.
那我们在教会里面，你信了主之后，慢慢你就会很忙的。
And so once you become a believer, you end up being very busy.
你上班第一件事情。
The first thing you do when you get to work.
假如你是三十岁以下上班的人呢？
If you're under 30 and you're going to work.
你在公司大概是个奴隶 slave.
You're pretty much a slave in the company.
然后来教会呢？
And when you go to church.
你大概打三升半工 3.5.
And you have at least 3.5 chores.
第一，你是长职或者某某委员的成员。
You are the head of such and such of a committee.
第二，你还能教一般主日学或者小组。
And you are teaching a Sunday school class, or you're the head of a small group.
还有另外一种的责任。
And then you have another responsibility.
还有半个。
And a half of one.
什么特殊事情你会做筹划委员的
？And then you're the planning committee of some whatever special event.
那在教会里面担任三分半侍奉不是坏事哈。
It's not a bad thing to be in charge of this three and a half things.
但是我们福音派很容易的就认为，假如你不忙的话，你就不讨神的喜悦。
That we think that if you're not busy, then you're not pleasing to God.
也可能就是因为这个缘故。
And it's because of this reason.
对不起，下面我要骂人了。
And now I'm going to offend some people.
Meddling. 现在我开始 meddling 了。干涉。今天我们中国教会正在重复我们香港台湾人在过去三十几年我们所犯的错误。
Now the Chinese churches in America are repeating the errors that the Chinese churches in Taiwan and Hong Kong made 30 and 40 years ago.
I mean, 我们从香港台湾来美国三十五年前来美国我们所在教会里所犯的错误。
And those of us from Hong Kong and Taiwan, when we came to America, we made these mistakes in church.
什么错误
？And what kind of mistake？
我们从圣经以外搞了一套的律法 law。
We set up a system of laws outside of the Bible。
不是圣经哪里来的
？It's not from the Bible。
你就是要考特检修嘛。
That you have to, you know, you have to have really good grades。
因为隔壁那个是 5.0 的。
Because the neighbor's kids are 5。
On a scale of 4。
On a scale of 4。
因此什么呢？
And what happened?
因此华人教会系统的 systematically 在失去我们的孩子。
And so we're losing our children systematically.
我们华人教的前门大开，你们看到后门是不是打开？
That if our front doors are open, you have to check if the back door is open too.
曾经很长时期，华人教会在自己教会长大的孩子们，大学毕业之后留在教会的少过 10%。
There was a time in the Chinese church that those who grew up, the young people who grew up in the Chinese church, less than 10% of them stayed with the church after they graduated from the
church. 韩国教会的成绩更差。
And the Korean churches were even worse.
但是我们华人教会的历史比较久。
Now, but our Chinese churches, the history is a little bit longer.
所以我们犯错的时间很长。
So we had a long history of mistakes.
你假如孩子们，你要孩子们三岁就会背唐诗。
If you ask your children to be able to memorize the Tang poems from 3 years old,
等等等等
and so on and so forth,
这些不是坏事
these are not bad things.
但是往往我们把这些人为的规矩当作是来讨神的喜悦的
We think that doing these artificial things are what pleases God.
这个青年的官问耶稣，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？
So this young man asks, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
我是不是反对要有规矩给小孩呢
？Am I against putting rules on kids？
听下去你就知道。
Then just keep on listening and you'll know.
我们来看耶稣的信息的六部分。
Let's look at the six parts of Jesus' message.
第一
，First，
第十八节
，Verse 18。
耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位以外，再没有良善的。”
Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone.
耶稣在讲什么？
What is Jesus talking about?
这个很难翻成英文的。
This is hard to explain.
耶稣说，别来跟我客气。
So don't try to flatter me.
Very, very. 你为什么称我是良善的？
Why do you call me good?
你刚才就称我做良善的老师。
You called me good teacher.
你知道你在讲什么吗？
Do you know what you're talking about?
除了神一位以外，再没有良善的。
Other than God, no one is good.
你知不知道你是在跟上帝讲话？
Do you know who you're talking about?
你跪在大庭广众在街上称我做良善的夫子。
You're kneeling here in the public square, calling me a good teacher.
你知道什么是良善吗？
Do you know what good is?
你对良善的定义是什么？
What is your understanding of good?
三岁可以会背唐诗？
That you can memorize the poems when you're 3 years old?
孩子成绩很好进名校？
That you have good grades and you get to a good school?
不晓得各位看过《子女心》父母情》Shepherding a Child's Heart。
I don't know if you've ever read Shepherding a Child's Heart.
你知道那本书怎么讲的？
You know what it says?
你读过的可能你很快跳过几句话。
So there's some words you might have skipped over.
我们教养孩子的目标是什么？
What is the goal of teaching our children?
假如你教养你的孩子的目标是要他们乖乖听话守规矩的话，
If your goal is for them to be good kids and to obey the law,
错了。
Then that's wrong.
因为世界上最邪恶的人。
Because the most evil people in the world
都是乖乖的，表面上很守规矩的。
That they're on the surface very good, very obedient to the rules.
Goldman Sachs, Al-Qaeda 的人都是守规矩的。
So the people who came out of Goldman Sachs, they were all very rule-abiding people.
什么是良善？
What is good?
明白吗？
Do you understand?
耶稣说，你为什么称我做良善？
Why do you call me good?
这本书接下去说，你的教养孩子的目标是要他们拿到很高的成绩进名校吗？
Is the goal of raising your children for them to have good grades and get into good school?
错了。
Wrong.
全世界最邪恶的人都是名校毕业的。
All of the evil people in the world came out of those great schools.
第三。
Third.
你说我知道了。
You say, oh, I know.
教养孩子的目标是要他们接受耶稣基督的谈论救主。
The point of teaching your children is for to receive Jesus Christ to be their Lord. So when it comes to summer camp, so we ask the Children Evangelical Fellowship to lead the children services.
所以我们的孩子就很乖的。
So our children are very good.
老师们叫他们接受主耶稣的个人救主。
The teacher wants them to receive Jesus as our Lord.
他们就接受耶稣个人救主了。
And so they did it.
五岁举手。
When they're five, they raise their hands.
七岁第二次。
And the second time, again when they were seven.
9岁第三次。
And the third time when they were 9.
11岁第四次。
And the fourth time when they were 11.
你举手有东西拿的吗？有小册子拿的。
Because when you raise your hand, you get those little booklets.
人家会拍手说恭喜，生日快乐的。
And everyone will clap their hands and say congratulations and happy birthday.
那决志接受主耶稣基督做救主不是坏事。
Now it's not a bad thing to believe in Jesus as your Savior.
子女信父母亲怎么说？
But what does the book say?
他说，那你的孩子们接受主耶稣之前和之后，你还有事情要干的。
That after they become Christians, there's still things to do.
之前也有。
The things that you have to do before.
之后也有。
And there's follow up.
什么事情？
What kind of thing?
就这本书英文的书名 ，Shepherding a Child's Heart. 你要牧养他的良心的。
You have to shepherd their heart. As the title of the book.
什么叫做良善？
What is good?
另外一本书。
Another book.
盼望全教会的父母亲都读。
I hope all of you parents in the church read.
子女心父母亲可能写的太温柔了。
It was perhaps shepherding a child perhaps a bit too gentle.
读这本好了。Right from Wrong by Josh McDowell.
So that Right from Wrong by Josh McDowell.
这本书比较老。
It's a very it's an older book.
不过他写了两本其他的也是。完全讲同样的东西的。
He wrote two other books that were talking about the same thing.
福音派的青年人。
The children out of evangelical circles.
少年人，现在我要骂你们啦。
Now I'm gonna offend you, young people.
你知道吗？今天福音派的中学生。
You know the middle schoolers out of the evangelical circles, high school. High schoolers.
91%.
91% of them.
不相信宇宙有绝对真理的。
Do not believe that there's absolute truth in the universe.
我们不是在讲那些不信圣经新派的教会哦。
We're not talking about those liberal churches.
就像我们这些。
We're talking about us.
相信圣经的。
Those who believe in the Bible.
传福音的。
Those who preach the gospel.
孩子们会去短宣，拿着吉他去帮助穷人的。
That you know they go out for a short mission trip. They take the guitar and play, you know, and help people.
Yeah. 这些的福音派的。中学生91%是不相信宇宙有绝对真理的。
91% of these teenagers do not believe that there's absolute truth in the universe.
福音派教会。
The evangelical church.
不是教会外面。
It's not outside.
在外面可能差不多100%了。
Outside probably almost 100%.
但是我们没有好到哪里去。
But we're not that much better.
中学生，你知道我在讲什么吗？
You know what I'm talking about?
中学生。
You teenagers.
什么叫做 absolute truth 吗？
You know, do you even know what absolute truth is?
假如你不知道，请你问你们的牧师。
If you don't, ask your preacher.
叫他们花三个月时间讲，解释。
Ask them to spend at least 3 months explaining it to you.
良善是什么？
What is good?
耶稣说，除了神以外，没有一个是良善的。
Other than God alone, no one is good.
对，一件事情。
First.
福音的信息。
What is the message of the gospel?
神。是怎么样一位的神？
What kind of God is God?
过去十年有社会学家来分析我们这种福音派的教会。
There was some sociologists who came to analyze us evangelicals.
他说我们一般的大学一年级的学生。
The college students.
第一年。
The first year of college.
典型的基督徒信什么的？
What a typical Christian believes.
他用三个字来归纳。
He summed up in three words.
Moral therapeutic deism. 道德的治疗性的自然神论。什么叫 moral?
So what is moral?
Be nice. 要做好人。普通话是 be nice. 普通话的英文。
So,
be nice.
Nice. You have to be a nice person.
耶稣来就是要你 nice.
Jesus came for you to be nice.
Moral.
So that's moral.
第二个字是治疗。
So what is therapeutic?
耶稣来是要我感觉得很好。
Jesus came for me to feel good.
治疗。
So that's therapeutic.
第三，自然神论。
Deism.
上帝不会管我的。
God doesn't really isn't going to interfere with my life.
他高高在天上。
He's far away in heaven.
那。连社会学家都知道这个不是圣经的基督教。
And even sociologists know that that's not what's being taught in the Bible.
但是这个的确是我们的大学生基督徒所信的。
But this is what many of the college kids today believe.
什么是良善？
What is good?
只有神是良善。
Only God is good.
好，第二个问题。
Second question.
19节。
Verse 19.
诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。
You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother.
所以福音的信息第二点。
So the second point of the message of the Bible, of the gospel.
上帝的旨意是什么？
What is the will of God?
上帝要求什么？
What does God want?
上帝要求 requirement 要做什么？
What does God require of us?
当我们想到上帝的旨意的时候，
When we think about God's will,
我们往往是在问上帝要我去 Microsoft 或者 Google 做工。
Yeah, so God want me to work at Microsoft or Google.
要我去嫁给 John 还是 Peter？那是上帝的旨意在圣经里已经很清楚的。
That God's will is very clear in the Bible.
耶稣怎么说？
What does Jesus say?
诫命你是晓得的。
You know the commandment.
基督徒，你有没有试过在传福音的时候查考十诫？跟你的福音朋友查考十诫。
Have you ever tried looking up the Ten Commandments with someone who's
preaching? 耶稣是这样做的。今天我们怕死了。
Today we're afraid of God.
啊，非基督徒会感觉到冒犯的。
It'll offend us.
人不会来的。教会人数不会多的。耶稣怎么传福音的？第一，你认为神是怎么一位神？
First, what kind of God even God is?
除了神一位以外，再没有人善的。
Other than God, there is no one.
二。
Second.
诫命你是晓得的。诫命有什么功用？
What is the purpose of the commandment?
很简单。
Very simple.
诫命告诉我们神是怎么一位圣洁的神。
The commandments tell us that God is a holy God.
假如我们不好好传诫命的话，
If we don't preach the commandment,
人们很难知道什么叫做犯罪，为什么耶稣要来死。请不要误会。
Don't
我不是说你要靠守诫命得救。更加不是靠背唐诗三百首得救。也不是靠在教会里面打三份半工得救。律法主义是不对的。但是律法是有用的。我们福音派的教会，几十年一百多年没有听到这个信息了。律法告诉我们神是圣洁的，所以我们要讲解解释律法，不是要人靠守律法得救，更加不是要人感觉到很灰心。哎呀 ，impossible， 我怎么可能守这个十诫的？为什么要讲十诫？你读下去就知道了。福音信息的第三点，第二十节。他对耶稣说：“不止这一切，我从小就遵守了。”耶稣看着他就爱他。对他说，你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
Verses 20 and 21. Teacher, he declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. He looked at him and loved him. One thing he left, he said, go, sell everything you had and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.
为什么要传十诫？
So why do you preach this first time commandment?
很多改革中的教会，
Many of those of the reformed faith.
我们在主日崇拜的时候，
when we
每星期都读十诫的。
We read the Ten Commandments every week.
读完之后呢？
After that,
有认罪悔改。
We have a clear confession.
认罪悔改之后呢？
And then after that,
有一段时间用圣经的话来告诉我们我们罪的赦免。
And then we read the Bible to see that our sins are forgiven.
基督徒为什么需要讲解十诫？
So why is a Christian interested in the commandments?
第一是因为要告诉我们自己，也告诉我们还没有信的朋友们，神是圣洁的。
First, to remind ourselves and to tell those who are not yet believers that God is holy.
第二，告诉我们自己和告诉我们的朋友们，没有一个人能够守得住。但是没有一个人能够守得住，不等于不讲这些。
But just because nobody can live up to these standards doesn't mean that we don't preach them.
我们不能够守十诫，不等于十诫不重要。
Just because we can't live up to these commandments doesn't mean that they're not important.
你说牧师啊，我知道啦，我们不在律法之下，在恩典之下啦。
I know all this, but we're under grace, not under law.
那是罗马书。
That's Romans.
第六章。
That's
it. 十四节。的下半节 14b， 你给我半节圣经来建立一个庞大的信仰系统吗？我再说，没有一个人能够守十诫的，一条都守不住。但是不等于十诫不重要，不等于旧约不重要。圣经英文通一般是1400页，大概三分之二是旧约。上帝认为旧约重要，所以上帝给我们的圣经三分之二是旧约。啊，你说旧约里面这么多血淋淋的故事，好，听给我五分钟好吗？好，神给我们十诫，第一是告诉我们他是圣洁的，第二告诉我们守不住。这个是福音信息的第二点。福音信息的第三点。还是在第二十一节。他对耶稣说，夫子啊，二十九，这一切我都从小就遵守了。耶稣看着他就爱他，就对他说，你还缺少一件。
So the young man claims that he obeyed all the laws from when he was 12, and so Jesus looked at him and loved him, but he told him one thing he lacked.
耶稣引用了十诫的第五、六、七、八、九条。
Jesus quoted the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth commandments.
这听的人说，我十条都守过了。
The young man said, "Well, I obey all."
耶稣说，好，我们来做一点点的测验考试啊。
So let me test you on this.
第十条怎么样？
So what is the testing
there? 你做的怎么样？
How are you on that one?
不可贪心。
That you cannot covet.
我们再来考一下。
So let's test you on that.
第一条好了。
The first one.
除我以外，不可有别的神。
Apart from me, you have no other God.
好，我们来点考试好吗？变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.
请注意第二十一节前面。
So the first half.
耶稣看着他，爱他，对他说。
And so he was looking.And
爱是什么？
What is love?
爱是给对方他真正需要的。
Love is to give somebody what they truly need.
人最需要什么？
What do people truly need?
Self-esteem 自我形象吗？
Do they really need self-esteem?
错了。
No.
人最需要的是舍己 deny himself.
What man needs is to deny themselves.
世俗的心理学完全错了。
So secular psychology got it completely wrong.
我不管多少基督教的心理学家告诉你，人需要什么，而且需要自我形象、自我自尊。
I don't care how many Christians that I'll tell you people need self-esteem.
啊，我不管是不是全世界最大的家庭辅导广播电台告诉你人需要啊自我形象，错了。
I don't care that the biggest family radio station says people need self-esteem. They are wrong.
这个就是为什么美国教会没有能力。
This is why American churches have no power.
这个就是为什么美国福音派教会在死。
This is why the American church is dying.
这个就是为什么第三世界的教会比美国更有能力、更有真理、有道可传。
That's why the churches of the third world have more power to and have a message that they're preaching.
感谢主，我每年半年在亚洲。
I
I think God is perhaps here underneath.
我有机会从非美国的角度来看我们的信仰。
I can look at our faith from a non-American perspective.
我们在美国的教大部分的基督徒都在睡觉。
Then most of the churches in American system are sleeping.
耶稣说，耶稣看着他，爱他就说。
Jesus looked at him and loved him.
你知道你需要什么吗？你需要悔改。你需要知道你一条都没有守到。最后一条也没有。中间的五六七八九就不用谈了。悔改。什么是悔改？悔改是福音信息中不可以没有的。我们再温习一下啊。第一，神是圣洁的神。第二，神的圣洁从律法中表现出来。第三，人最需要知道自己是罪人，需要悔改。市面上有几种的所谓悔改。
Many kinds. There are many kinds.
第一种，你跟着基督徒祷告，信了耶稣了。
So you follow the disciple into praying and became a believer.
你为什么这样做呢？
Why do you do it?
你知道基督徒很讨厌。
You know they're very annoying.
假如你不跟他祷告了，他不会住口的。
unless you pray.
所以你就用他的话，你就跟他祷告就好了。你去教育吧，你去找很多种人的。
Go
outside the church.
Go outside and then people like that.
第二种。
The second
part. 啊，这种比较认真。
These are a little bit more into
it. 哦，以前是共产党的很多人。
Maybe they were in a communist for many years in the past.
我是唯物论，无神论。
I was an atheist. Sure.
今天我听懂了，
so、again,
听懂了唐牧师讲什么。
I understand, you know,
yeah, 从今以后我不是无神论者了。
So、now I'm not an atheist.
从今以后我不是唯物论者了。
Now I'm not a materialist.
还没都要感谢主，你不再做无神论者。
So, I thank God that you're not an atheist.
但是不等于信耶稣哎。
But that doesn't mean you're a believer.
你做那个有神论者很好。
So the third that you believe in God.
第三。哎呀，我的女儿生病了。
My child is sick.
你们的姐妹团去给我的女儿祷告，她好嘞。
So then you pray for my daughter and she's well.
祷告灵光的。
Prayer works.
我要洗礼。
I want to be baptized.
你相信祷告灵光很好。
You believe that prayer works, that's great.
那不叫信耶稣。
But that's not believing in Jesus.
第四。
Four.
你在离婚。
You're in God. Lord.
或者你是在忧郁。
You're feeling depressed.
人家告诉你，耶稣就是答案。所以呢，哦，耶稣是一切问题的答案。好，所以这个基督徒在讲。跟着我讲哈。主耶稣，我接受你做我个人的救主。你的嘴巴也是这样讲。你心里面说，耶稣啊，不要叫我忧郁。不要让我老公去打我。
Yeah,
就是说你以为耶稣是一切问题的答案的一个的象征，很像信耶稣但是还不是。那可能我讲中我们中间一些弟兄姐妹。Am I talking about you?
I hope I'm not talking about you.
悔改是什么？悔改是承认我犯了神的律法，然后耶稣基督来到世界上，耶稣为你做三件事。第一，他是良善的，他为你代替活了一个完全没有犯罪的人生。二，他因为你跟我犯律法而死在十字架上。
Have offended the law. He died on the cross.
第三
，Third，
他为你跟我从死里复活。
He came back from the dead.
刚才我说为你为我哈。
So I said for you and for me.
有条件的。
There's a condition.
没有条件吗？你说福音是白白的，什么讲什么条件？
Well, why do you Well, you needed a position because you're about to break.
那五十年前我做孩子的时候
50 years ago when I was a kid.
我们听的是大布道家很大。
We listened to those big preachers.
Andrew G. 纪志文 Timothy Zhao 赵世光很早。
And we all listened to them preach.
And 他们啊骂我们的。
They would yell at us.
但是他们也会说神的爱是无条件的。当他们说神的爱是无条件的时候，他们的意思是什么？
What did they mean by God's love is unconditional?
他们的意思就是说，哎，各位弟兄姐妹，你还记得你刚刚从中国来美国的时候吗？
You remember when you first came from America?
Ah,
from China,
America. 不太喜欢外人来你的 apartment.
You don't like outsiders coming to your apartment.
你说我的条件很差。
My conditions are very bad.
那我的条件很差，这个是中国同胞的俗语，我们香港人要学啊，学这种普通。我的条件很差，我们就是我的 apartment 很烂，就是吧。神的爱是无条件的意思说，我们的条件很差，我们没有条件，我们没有东西可以给神。
God's love is unconditional in that we have nothing to offer to God.
我们没有任何良善可以献给神。
We have no good enough that we could use to give God.
但是曾几何时，心理学冲进了教会。
But at some point,
世俗的心理学。
Secular psychology invaded the church.
所以呢，我们就来这个什么无条件的接纳。
It's unconditional stuff.
神是无条件接纳我的。
God accepts me unconditionally.
所以我还是可以继续跟女朋友同居不结婚，神还是接纳我的 ，just as I am， 我就这个样子，神接纳我的。
So I can live with my girlfriend without being married to her, and God will still accept me.
你明白吗？
Yeah.
无条件的三个字被用烂了。
So the unconditional meaning was twisted.
现在很难用这三个字，无条件。
It's hard to use the unconditional as the original meaning.
不，还好，圣经没有无条件的三个字。
Unconditional is not in the Bible.
那恩典是白白的，这个圣经有的。
The grace is free, that's it.
不过白白不等于是廉价哦。
But free does not mean that it doesn't cost somebody.
耶稣爱他，就对他说：“你还缺少一件，要变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。”
And so he told him, "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor."And you have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.
这个是不是条件？
Isn't that condition?
绝对是。
Of course it is.
什么条件？
What kind of a condition?
第一，悔改。
First is to repent.
第二，信靠耶稣。
Second is to believe in Jesus.
第三。
Third.
顺服他，遵行他。
To obey him and follow his word.
你说这样做不是说福音就不是白白了吗？
So does that mean that the gospel
is? 第五点。
The fifth.
读下去。
Keep going.
他听了这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。下面就说，耶稣就说了，有钱人进天国就是这么难呢。二十六节，门徒就分外稀奇。门徒说，耶稣不要让这条大鱼走掉。因为他信了主，他会做拆船的施工的主席的。他会捐很多钱给世界宣灵会的。为什么？耶稣怎么说？就是这么难。二十七节。在人是不能。
With man, this is impossible.
因为神把基督。
Because all things are possible.
好，刚才我们在讲的是信耶稣有条件吗？
That is there a condition to being a believer?
有的。
Yes.
上帝吩咐我们要悔改，信耶稣，顺服他。
We are to repent, believe in Jesus, and obey him.
光是打开你的心门是不够的。
You can't just open the door and repent.
光是说我需要神是不够的。
It's not enough to say I need God.
光是懂得怎么写一篇，对不起哈，十六页的受洗见证，说你人生怎么改变是不够的。
It's not enough to write a 16-page report prior to your baptism about how your life is changed.
我们这些香港、台湾都很喜欢看这十六页的见证。
We those from Taiwan and one and one to write these huge paragraphs.
哎，我们不会写十六页见证的嘛？我只懂得写十岁的时候，主日学老师叫我打开新闻叫耶稣进来，我就做了，完了。你们不是的。怎么你讲你奶奶怎么样？怎么拿到护照？
I-20
借钱。飞机票。
I borrowed money for the plane ticket.
来到美国孤单还是不孤单？
And I came to America and I felt about it.
中间还很多的曲曲折折的。
So there's many pains, you know, many difficulties in your road.
我们都很感动。
So we're all very touched.
最重要的是
But the most important,
认罪悔改。
Repent.
然后
So they just need to repent.
跑到十字架面前。
And come before the cross.
有些人有认罪悔改。
Some people have a repentance.
No, 他们有些人认罪
okay,
但是他没有跑到十字架面前的，这种人的心灵很黑暗 很恐怖的。鲁迅 and a neo-realism 新现实主义的中国小说都是这种黑暗的所谓伪改假伪改。
So then that kind of the new literature of China at that time was coming from that kind of fall
都是在认别人的罪。
They're committing other people's sins.
然后呢，心里面很恼恨。
And they're in agony and hatred.
没有跑到十字架面前。另外一种基督徒呢，他跑到十字架面前，他是不认罪的。
So some other Christians come before the cross, but they don't admit their sins.
悔改是认罪，然后要跑到十字架面前。
But the repentance is part of the cross.
信靠主耶稣的宝血。
We ask him to save us. 我们能做吗？
能符合这个条件吗？不可能。你说传福音干嘛呢？不可能嘛。
So why would even preach the gospel if it's impossible?
因为都是神的大能。
Because it's all the power of God.
不是看你福音主日你炒的菜好不好吃，唱的诗歌好不好听。
It's not how good your food is or how well you sing.
这些都重要。
They're important.
你要为主做的最好。
You are to give your best to God.
但是人能来到耶稣基督的面前，是因为神的大能。
But people come before God because of the power of God.
这个是第九点。
That's the point five.
福音是神的大能。
The gospel is God's power.
最后第九点。
This is the final point.
你信了耶稣有什么好处呢？
So what kind of things do you get from the?
首先你要撇下一切哦。
First, you have to give everything.
耶稣是 number one.
That Jesus becomes the number one priority.
Real estate 不是 number one.
It's not real estate.
撇下凡夫，二十九节。
Verse 29. To leave their home.
现在美国这两年对我们基督徒是很有好处的。
The current economic situation is very good for us.
真的，不是开玩笑的。
I'm not kidding.
你下完之后回家哭一哭就对了。
你
现在听我讲到可以笑。
你
回去哭就对了。
Then you can cry when you get home.
真的，现在这个economic downturn对我们很多好处。当我们把耶稣看为生命的首位的时候，包括家人，包括我们的家人。
Over
都是其次，都是其次的。然后第三十节，这样子我们才懂得怎么回去爱他们。这样子神就还给我们。是不是还给我们一座大球场来讲道来就行呢？上帝给一个人在就行一个 stadium。第三十节，并且要受逼迫，再来是逼的永生。你是基督徒吗？上帝保证你一定要受苦。耶稣说的，他说要给你还给你房屋跟家人。
don't refer to you your husband.
并且要受逼迫。
And also persecuted.
Guarantee, 保证的。
It's a guarantee.
有一位在美国，有一对在美国做中国师傅非常有名的夫妇。
There was a couple who was very famous for doing ministry in China.
现在还是很有名。
Oh, now they're still very famous.
他们所召开的大会，五千人参加。
And so when they hold gospel meetings, 5,000 people come.
这个岳父来到美国。
The father-in-law came to America.
他说：“你们是在美国为主舒服。”
That you're here and you're in comfort in America.
有些人在中国以前上一代为主受苦。
And those of the previous generation were suffering.
假如今天我们把全世界的基督徒放在一间房间里。
If we put all the Christians in a room.
你知道绝大部分是贫穷的吗？
You know,
今天我们有自己的房子，
we have our house.
我们大概不止一双球鞋吧。大概我们抽屉里面不止一台旧的手机电话。至少一个不用，对不对？
At least one not used.
那些电线就不接多少条了。
And we have countless unusable.
我们是在全世界基督徒的极少数。你不要看美国或什么地方的超巨型的教会，这么多基督徒。你去看 World Vision， 他们有一个 Atlas， 有一个地图，全世界的基督徒用经济来分布。
If you look at the distribution of all Christians economics.
今天你跟我聚会之后可以选择吃不吃午餐，吃什么，我们就已经是全世界基督徒的少数。我们也是全二十世纪二十一世纪全人类的少数。我们也是全世界耗花费 gasoline, sugar, paper 最多的少数。
And we are the minority in those who are consuming.
耶稣说你要受苦的。
Jesus said you are need to you must face it.
怎么受苦我不知道。
I don't know how we're going to face it.
你问主耶稣。
Ask Jesus.
不问的话呢？
If you don't know.
苦难来的就很惨，就不知道哎，你为什么有苦难的？
So when suffering comes, you don't know why you're suffering.
这是福音。
This is the gospel.
但你不能。
It's impossible for you.
真的。
But it's possible for God.
好，现在我问你一个问题哈。你不要回答。
Don't answer right now.
不要回答。
Don't answer.
不要回答。
Don't answer.
哎。哎。信了耶稣。
Have you believed in Jesus?
相信神是降生的。
Believe that God is the Holy God.
相信神的律法是为你而启示给你。
That the law of God was revealed for you.
要告诉我们是多么大的罪人。
To tell us what great sinners we are.
让我们认罪悔改。
So that we may repent and believe.
舍己跟随耶稣。
And deny ourselves and follow Jesus.
好让我们知道这个是我们做不到的。
And to tell us that this is something that's impossible.
耶稣圣灵的大能才让我们做得到。
That it's only because of a great power of the Spirit.
在今生要愿意为主受苦。
That we must be willing to suffer for God in this world.
假如说的话。
If not.
我们连1930年代的共产党。
Then we are not, we cannot even live up to the communists in the 1930s.
或者1930年的纳粹党都不如。
We're not even the, we're not even like the Nazis of the 1930s.
他们信的是谎言。
They believe in lies.
我们信的是真理。
And we believe in truth.
你信的耶稣没有？
Are you a believer?
我不是问你有没有绝志性的耶稣。
I didn't ask you if you know, did you make a commitment?
我问你。看自己的心，我是否信靠你？
Look into your heart and have I trusted Jesus? Let us pray.
谢天父给我们你的话语。
We thank you, you have given us your word.
谢神你是这样的一个神。
That God you are such a God.
求主你澄清我们的思想。
We ask that you cleanse our thoughts.
也求主你向我们的良心。
And that you speak to our hearts.
今天今晚在我们的心里。
That tonight in the end, in the coming week.
叫我们智慧所信靠的耶稣基督。
we ask ourselves, have I trusted in you?
Yeah.
I mean, thank you that you have given us such a
gospel.
So that we fear you. And we give you a heart of wisdom.
奉耶稣基督圣名求。
And we pray in Jesus' name.